It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's time for Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins. Live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike, the primetime sports team is joined by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and upcoming opponents. It's time to talk orange and white on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
And good morning, and we are still here. We're wrapping up, but it's Cougar Corner time, and we have Brian Stewart with us, our guest on Cougar Corner this morning, and we've got a lot of our Cougar Corner scoreboard. We've got a lot of scores coming up on that as well this morning before we let you go, but always a pleasure, Coach. And last week we got you live and personal today.
Live action,
and we had you on the phone last week, and I have to say I kind of missed you.
It just wasn't the same. I miss not having my wonderful breakfast here at the City Bucket.
Well, you
can't beat it.
You had the chopped up biscuit and gravy today, man. That was,
you know, and the other meat, bologna.
Yeah, that was a new one today. I was really.
If I bring my kids over, we eat breakfast sometimes on Friday mornings. So, Coach, you want me to make the bologna for you? I mean, they know I'm a bologna guy.
Yeah, it's a fried bologna day.
Can't beat it. It's so good.
Yeah, you can't beat that. And last night, a tough loss again for your Cougars by a score of 20-6 to Mount Juliet. And, Coach, I know as we go through the course of the year, as we talk about wins and losses and that kind of thing, I know you'd like to have a W beside this squad before the season's over, but it just seems
we only have one more chance.
Yeah, and you kind of shoot yourself in the foot a few times last night.
Well, you know, they did a great job of keeping us from being able to move the football. I really thought moving the football was something that we usually pretty good at that. We may not score a lot of points, but we usually give people, you know, fits as far as being able to move it, and we just couldn't do it. I've looked back at it, and Coach Owen Barker, our offensive line coach, he made a great point at halftime. And we were making our adjustments. He talked about a full head of steam. And I said, well, that's something exactly right. And we don't have it. We don't play sometimes with a full head of steam. You know, you got to be able to line up and run the football right at people on occasion. And we weren't able to do that. And when they began to see that we had trouble, they started just bringing the house. And you know, there were times we got some quick stuff off there later in the second half, and we're able to throw some hitches, some quick stuff. But, you know, we had a couple of times of opportunities where, you know, we had a screen pass one time, and, you know, we've got numbers, and we dropped the ball. I mean, we've got probably a big play if we catch that screen pass, but we didn't. And, you know, those are just mistakes that you can't make, you know, missed opportunities. We had a couple of balls that were dropped, and but, you know, on the one touchdown we did score, we had a great drive, moved it down, found a way to manipulate what they were doing and score. But as far as running the football, we just couldn't do it.
And you kind of got late going with the offense.
Late,
I mean,
going,
by the time you really got something going, it was already out of reach, I guess.
It was. You know, I just – even at – I can't even remember at halftime if it was 17 or 14. I think it was 17, I think. And – I'm like, we can go out. I mean, there's no problem for us to win this thing the second half. And I really thought we could come out and move the football and score after we made our adjustments. But we just could not get anything going that would sustain a drive long. I mean, the first cut was just three and out, three and out, three and out. Couldn't move the football. Very frustrating. And defensively, you know, they attempted three field goals, and they made two of them. And, you know, I was proud of our kids. I mean, they would move it down. We'd bend but wouldn't break. And, I mean, they scored only the two touchdowns. And so you got to be proud of what your kids are doing there. I mean, I thought we played better. There were some things that, I mean, we stopped the edge plays, which they like to get on the edge, and they came back and they were running the power G at us, and we just didn't tackle. I mean, we would have people in the right spot, and sometimes we weren't fit. And, you know, if you don't get fit and every gap covered, you know. But, I mean, as I just told you a while ago sitting there eating breakfast, when you got two freshman inside linebackers, I mean, I know we're young. They know we're young. But at the end of the day, those young kids need something to feel good about. And, you know, right now they don't have that. And, you know, youngsters are looking for leadership. And when you're asking your youngsters to be the leaders, you know, it's hard on them. It's difficult. But we just continue to grow and get better. And it's like I told them 3 weeks ago. I said, I like to finish these last three games. And, you know, we've got to think about next year and how we can improve and make our improvements. But, you know, it's tough on the kids, tough on the coaches when you don't have a W in that column. And then last night was one of those we were really hoping we'd have one, homecoming night. Didn't get it. It's frustrating.
It really puts a lot of pressure on coaches when you're needing that leadership, because you can't go out there and play for them. You can't play middle linebacker anymore, coach. I mean, you might want to, but I mean, you can't play middle linebacker anymore. And it's to translate that to the field. There's got to be somebody out there that's going to step them up in the defensive huddle, the offensive huddle, and say, "This is, we got to get this done, guys," or something. Not maybe a rah-rah guy, but somebody that's serious about, sure, you know, putting some points on the board.
You have to have that type of person that's going to take charge of a huddle. You know, I've been real proud of Justin Wynn, how he handles the huddle and practice and everything, and then, you know, in the game as well. You know, he's got to learn to just, you know, when things doesn't go his way and we don't move the football, you can't get down. You got to think about the next drive and what you can do to make things better. And, you know, with him just having two starts under his belt, he's going to continue to improve and improve. And looking forward for him for, you know, he plays every sport at our school, and he started as a freshman in every sport. And so, you know, the weight classes that we've implemented, and he's getting stronger and he's going to grow taller. And, you know, we're going to, you know, get him a lot of work this summer. He's going to be better and better for us. And
another thing, too, I guess when you talk about freshman linebackers, the speed of the game and things that are happening on the field. I'm not talking about speed of – it's just fast, how everything happens and how everything goes. It's hard for them to adjust to that sometimes.
You know, we have a key every week, and most of the time, a lot of times it is the guards. And he said, you know, we had the defensive front we were giving them last night. The guards were uncovered, so it's really easy that you can stare right at them. And sometimes they weren't moving. Sometimes they were just kind of sitting, and that's giving us a false read. And they do a lot of misdirection. You know, now they'll sprint out and things of that nature, but they do a lot of misdirection, run inside Sally play, and so you need a key. And, you know, we were a little tardy on when we would get one. We were a little late sometimes, but that's just being a freshman. But, you know, I was proud of the way. I mean, here's the thing. They held them to field goals. I mean, people weren't – and there was no big plays. I don't remember them having – I don't know what their biggest play was, but it wasn't like they were gashing us. You know, unlike, you know, Eagleville was gashing us. I mean, Moore County gashed us, but there was none of that. And when you do that, you know, you're making them earn it. And they earned it. I mean, I thought their kids played really hard. I thought they were well coached. I thought they executed. And, you know, whatever we would, when we would line, I mean, they were running a little, I call it somewhat like a scat route, and you know, they were doing a tremendous job of doing what they need to do to move the football, and not that they were moving it in big, you know, chunks of yardage. And so if your defense does that, that's giving you a chance.
The you know, all those things, when you talk about all these youngsters that you're playing and trying to put, here's the biggest problem I would think, is trying to put both parts of the game together. The defense plays well and the offense playing all together,
sure,
same time,
yeah,
four quarters. And that's another problem, the issue of how many quarters can you play and can you play all four?
And, you know, I looked at last night, you know, I looked at how many kids play both ways. And let's say you're on offense and your dobber's down because you ain't moving, and then you go over to defense and
yeah,
you can't, same mental, say, you can't carry the brick with you. Whatever's going to weight you down, and, you know, you've got to play at a high level of you know, the mentality has got to be, hey, we're finna make a stop. Hey, we're finna score, and believe and believe and believe. So, you know, that's something that we just got to learn. And, you know, it's hard to continue to believe when you're 0-9, but that's where we are. And hey, we got to go out next week and play a Huntland team. That, you know, it was just like last night. I know they lost 35-7, but they're not a bad football team. I mean, they're gonna give people. You know, I was talking to one of the Eagleville coaches, and they said, hey, they're not bad. I mean, you're gonna have to
play.
Nothing is a given. I mean,
yeah,
I don't think our kids showed up and thought we were just gonna walk all over Mount Juliet Christian by any means. But you know, you have the. I don't get into the distractions of homecoming, all that stuff. Hey, homecoming's homecoming. They've been doing it a long time, and they'll keep on doing it. I want the kids to enjoy homecoming. I want them to enjoy the festivities, enjoy the parade, the day, all that good stuff. But at the same time, you know, Were our minds somewhere else? I don't know. That's for the kids to answer. I know every week, I don't know, you know, our kids sometimes play a certain way and sometimes they don't. I don't have a good read on them for some reason. I don't know what I'm going to get some Friday nights. Man, we showed up at Forest and I thought played really hard and executed. And, you know, we've had a couple of games where we've really showed up and played hard. And I think they played hard, but they just don't – we're still not at the mentality that we have to be at to be totally successful. And, you know, whether they believe me or not, it's a mentality that's going to take them to the next level. And our next level is competing four quarters. We still hadn't got there. And until we get there, we can't even talk about, you know, wins and playoffs and things of that nature. I mean, that's what we want. We want to make this the greatest turnaround ever. I mean, you know, we won one game in 2 years. And so it's something's got to take place within our kids and our mentality to change that. And, you know, they got to find a way to get there. And we as coaches have to find a way to help them get there.
And these people like Justin Wynn, they're going to have to take over some of that leadership role. Those that are coming back.
No doubt about it. Those guys coming back. You know, this junior class is coming back. That'll be our seniors. And this sophomore class who's started for 2 years, and they'll be juniors. And, you know, all these freshmen that have played this year, and they'll be sophomores. Good eighth grade class coming up. And I know we're a young team. I mean, everybody knows that. And everybody knows it's been, you know, the group of kids that we have and where they've been and what's been behind them as far as how they've played. And, you know, we've got to just – we're trying to develop a new way of thinking and a new way of trying to get things accomplished.
The trip to Huntland is unique, quite honestly.
That's a good way to put it.
It's we've been there.
Tried to go?
We've been there once.
Once not enough.
No, I don't think so. But it's
– realize the rich history of Huntland and –
what's that song? It's 500 miles to nowhere or something.
1,000 miles.
Yeah, 1,000 miles.
Dwight Yoakam. I was singing that this morning.
Yeah, that's right. 1,000 miles
to nowhere. Dwight's one of my favorite. I like the twang.
But they, it's a great.
Hey, but you know, the next line of song is "No place I'd rather be."
That's true, and it's a really good stadium. I mean, it's a nice stadium in terms of, except for the Wasp, the Hornets. I had to clean out the Hornets' nest one time out there, and they didn't care for that because they used two bottles of Wasp spray. But it was pretty bad out there. I don't know. It was first game of the year, I think, wasn't it? Eagleville or second game? It was their first home game.
So maybe nobody had been in the press box all year.
No, but it's a different trip. So do you prepare any differently for that? I mean, I know y'all have been everywhere now, so I guess it's really nothing to you.
Well, just the only thing that'll be different is a pregame meal and probably a little earlier leaving and, you know, making sure the yellow dog will make the trip. Coach Stewart will shine up his driver's license and be ready to roll. Don't get on the bus. And
better leave a little early, though, right?
Well, you know, there's a couple of different ways. I mean, 24, of course, is the great way to go. It's the easy straight way, but you can take the road less traveled and have the, if I'm on quote Coach O, the picturesque view.
Right.
Let the windows down and, you know, enjoy the ride.
You got the one game that's left, I know you really would like for him to play, not necessarily about the win, but to play hard and really show you something next Friday night.
Fast and hard. I just, you know, play with a level of urgency, a sense of urgency. That's what I'd like to see.
Well, we're going to take a break. Can you stay with us? Because we're going to go over the Cougar Corner scoreboard in just a minute. Okay, because there's a lot of stuff going on with the Cougars. We'll take a break and come back with the Cougar Corner scoreboard. Stay with us.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
E1 Autos and Evans Auto Exchange is proud to support MTCS Athletics. Jimmy Evans and family own and operate E1 Autos. You can find them online at e1auto.com. That's E, the number one, auto.com. And also Evans Auto Exchange. EvansAutoExchange.com. You can custom order a specific vehicle or check out their extensive inventory and never leave home. It's all there. Make, model, picture, and a price. E1 Autos is at 1605 Memorial Boulevard or call 896-CARS. That's 896-2277. Evans Auto Exchange is at 2240 Northwest Broad, 895-6990, 895-6990. Jimmy Evans, E1 Autos, and Evans Auto Exchange, proud to support the orange and white of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents, solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids, and it's far deeper than a coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
MTCS Cougar Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimetimeSports.com.
That shows you something right there about community.
And we welcome you back here and for the Cougar Corner Scoreboard. Brian Stewart joining me for this, but we're going to talk a little bit about the Fall Festival, which is a huge activity, and I wanted to give us time to do that and talk about some other sports because this is the time of year there's a lot going on. I mean, we emphasize football, but there's a lot of sports going on this time of year.
Absolutely. But, the Fall Festival kicked off at 9 this morning, and there is so much going on. You got outside activities, inside activities. You want to do some Christmas shopping, you can go do that. Lots of booths set up inside. Great food, great hospitality. Got elementary football going on down the street. It's packed. This afternoon they'll move the booths out. They'll bring the chairs in, and it'll be what do you want to give them. Give me 2, 3, 9, 4. The auction will be going on, and hey, you talk about some awesome things on the auction list. I mean, it's unbelievable what they have, and hey, you never know.
I guess the patrol lady will be out today, or somebody will be out there directing traffic, because I know it gets a little congested through there when it's fall festival time.
I'd have to slip through the back street of Dover, come through the gym back there, but there's people everywhere, and I mean, it's a great afternoon. I mean, good food, good time.
And it's not just Milton City Christian community here. This is everybody. Anybody wants to come.
Come on out. I mean, the auction is tonight. And I'm talking about any item you can ever imagine. I mean, it's there. And, vacation trips, sports memorabilia.
Well, you and I like to talk about food. Now, what do they got on the food?
Tell me about the food.
Let
me tell you. I went over to Tags. I got a gift certificate for Tags. You can go in there and get some fresh meat. I mean, it's beautiful. $50 gift certificate. Don't know what it'll go for. But,
And plus, you got concessions all over the place. You got can you get hot dogs and stuff like that? Popcorn? Funnel cake, maybe?
Probably so.
Oh, wow.
You name it, you can get it.
That's
if you don't
awesome.
Have it, I'll go get it. But I'm telling you, it's
now, amazing. Now, I know you oversee some of that as part of the sports, but there are a lot of people that really do a lot of work out there, isn't there?
Unbelievable. Our parents are very supportive, just our extended alumni, the people who are always there, extended families, grandmothers, aunts. I mean, it's a great family. And the family means so much there. And, it's 51 years of Middle Tennessee Christian. And it's just, it amazes me every time I go in and I see the people who come back and help out and, reach out to do certain things. I mean, this morning I look up and here comes one of our granddads in. He's got a tractor and he's pulling the hay ride. I mean, he's taking his time to do all those things. And this morning I was busy. My wife used to be with Kirkland's, and so I have all these easels, and so I'm bringing those in to put pictures on. And just, many hands make light work, and these people know how to work.
And are you participating in any dunking machines or anything, or did you get off the hook there?
I got off the hook. I was so thankful to have 11 o'clock, bid right here to be here with you, because it's kind of cold today.
Yeah, it's a little nippy.
I might get pneumonia out there. I'd rather... That dunking booth's cold.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I've been on the dunking machine many, many times as a principal. So, anyway, we won't go there. But come on out, Fall Festival. And when's the auction? What time is the auction?
I don't know exactly. I think it's 6.
6?
I think it starts at 6.
But to go out, a lot of food, a lot of fun. I'm sure there's little rides for kids.
Petting zoo rides, you name it.
Yeah. So it's a great time.
If you want to, I'll sell tickets. You can ride in the Tahoe with Coach Stewart. I'll give you the tour all up and down.
Brian's already licking his chops over there. He's calling, making reservations over there. Want to talk a little bit on our Cougar Corner scoreboard, Coach. Volleyball, the region tournament, and what a great accomplishment to get to the region tournament. And a tough loss in that tournament, but I know you're proud of that volleyball team.
Absolutely. Coach Beasley's done a great job this year, first year coming in and taking over. And those girls played so great, got to see some of the district tournament, and a big win for them to get in the regional, and that's something they hadn't done. And just, you know, taking great steps. And, you know, hey, we want to win that regional, be able to get that sub-state. You know, that's continuing to improve.
And then high school girls soccer in the district semifinal, they also suffered a tough, heartbreaking loss, 2-1 to Page.
And it was an awesome match. And, I mean, you know, a lot of people don't expect them to compete with Page. And there's 2-1, a chance to win the game. And just so proud of our coaches and our kids. And, you know, just that, once again, moving in the right direction, competing in every sport. There.
Pretty good week for your bowling team, too. They won against Central 23-4. And on Wednesday, they tied with Blackman. They went up with the big boys, yep. And got a tie. And then junior high boys basketball, they had a good week. 51-39 loss to Cascade, but then they pulled out a win over Moore County, 51-11, and 50-45. A win over Liberty, so 2 out of 3 for the junior high boys basketball team.
Absolutely. You know, and our girls, they lost some close ones, and I'm telling you, they've played so well, and, you know, they've had a chance to win the games a bit. I mean, it's right at the buzzer. I mean,
well, I'll tell you,
overtime with Moore County, yeah, and had a chance to win. But, you know, our coaches are doing a marvelous job and great support. It was, you know, against Moore County, we had a tremendous crowd for that. And so, you know, basketball's, it's here. And, you know,
it's the only time of year where everything's almost kind of meeting together. Yeah. So one big climactic kind of event.
Right. Right.
You've got football wrapping up, some teams going to playoffs, and then you've got basketball just around the corner. So never ends for an athletic director.
No,
always there.
Always somewhere to be, some game to watch.
You were talking about those losses, the overtime loss to Moore County, and a loss by one to Liberty.
Yes.
So they've been in all of their games, and they also lost to Cascade. So a tough week, but they were in two of those three games, and so working hard out there, the junior high girls basketball team. This coming week, it's bowling versus Laverne, and junior high basketball versus Community. Wednesday, the 24th, bowling versus Oakland. Boy, you play everybody in bowling, don't you?
That's
just
right.
Doesn't matter, does it?
Line them up.
And Thursday, the 25th, it's junior high basketball at Eagleville. I know that'll appeal to a lot of people and getting out there at Eagleville. Friday, the 26th, of course, you will be traveling to Huntland for your final game of the year. And a special moment, I guess, you don't have many seniors, but I guess it's a big moment, a big time for them, but their last game.
Right, last game, you know, home game for them last night, and this will be their last road trip. And, you know, I hope it, Zach Brandon, you know, he's had an ankle injury, and he hurt it again last night a little bit, and he was out the second half, so hopefully that ankle will be well, and we can, you know, those seniors take their final trip and, you know, wear that uniform for the last time, and hope we can get a W.
Boy, you don't have many seniors, do you?
Just have four.
Four.
Just have four.
Senior night's a little bit quick.
Well, it was, but we had we honored every fall sport, and we had a lot of band members.
Oh, good.
So
yeah.
We had them lined up for it. It was orange roses everywhere.
And then you've got elementary football next Saturday versus Moore County. Today, elementary football going on at your place today.
Yes, yes.
And also with the Fall Festival.
I mean, you can't stir them with a stick.
That elementary football is really caught on, hasn't it?
Oh, I mean, it's amazing. It's so fun to watch them. It's fun to watch them, fun to watch the cheerleaders, fun to watch the parents and listen to them.
I would imagine. That's interesting to see the little ones play, isn't it?
No doubt about it. It's just, you know, I call it pure fun.
Yeah.
It's just like, I forget what game it was. The game went into overtime, and all the kids run off, and they said, is it over? I mean, you know, they're just ready for their after-game snack. And, you know, they're just having fun. And that's the pure sense of sports is have fun.
The youngest age is what now? What is the youngest
kindergarten.
Age? Kindergarten.
Flag team. And let me tell you, they're amazing.
Yeah.
They put up about 30-something points every week and throw shutouts. I won't take them with me to Huntland. Take the kindergarten. I'm telling you, they're fun to watch.
And again, which kind of goes with the theme to Middle Tennessee Christian School, a lot of parents involved in that elementary football program.
From every, and you know, couldn't do it without the volunteers, couldn't do it without the help of our dads coaching. And, you know, you see moms helping, you know, water the kids and then you got people doing cheerleading and the cheerleader sponsors and people taking pictures, filming video. I mean, it's just amazing. And so it's just one big family.
Well, we want to invite the public to go out to the Fall Festival today at Middle Tennessee Christian School. If you're hungry, you go out there. They got plenty of food. Got rides, the pony rides. My granddaughter would love that. May try to get her out there today and an auction at the end to wrap things up.
If you come out there and hold your hand up, they will give you something.
That sounds pretty good.
Cash, check, credit card, and you can take something home with you.
And so just make plans to go out there. It's the weather is not super, but it's not bad.
Oh, hey, it's not. Look,
yeah, it's not raining. How's that?
It's gonna be sunshine. Yeah. And 75.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good day, quite honestly. And you don't want it 100 degrees out there.
It's fall. Fall festival.
Yeah,
it's the true fall. You got your sweatshirt on.
Yeah.
By the midday, you pull the sweatshirt
That's
off,
right.
And you got your t-shirt on. By the evening, it's time for hot chocolate, cocoa. I mean, you know.
Well, that's a good deal. You can't beat it.
No, sir.
Brian, thank you very much, and good luck next week. I know Brian will be talking to you, but if I don't talk to you again, but I'm sure I will, but good luck next week.
Thank you so much.
All
appreciate
right.
it.
Brian Stewart graciously coming in and spending that whole 30 minutes with me today. I want to go over the scores on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard one more time. The Cougars dropped a 26th season to Mount Juliet. Riverdale beat Cougar 55-3. Smyrna lost to Ravenwood 21-14. Blackman edged Brentwood 22-21. Siegel beat Independence 21-14. Oakland was idle, and Eagleville will beat Huntland last night 35-7. Laverne lost to CAK 56-41. They put up some points on that game. 56-41, the final in that one. Hey, good news, everybody. The Rutherford Home Show will be on time this morning, and Dave and the gang will, I'm sure, appreciate that. And I want to thank Brian Barrett and all our coaches today, and for the Prentice Also P&R Coaches Corner. Until we see you next week, we've got football action, the Battle of the Borough, Friday night, starting at 7 o'clock. This is John Dinkins for Zach Troutman. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the Rutherford Home Show.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.